All right, let's build a jungle drop that actually moves, without falling apart. Today's focus is switch up section planning for jungle in Ableton Live, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly and super repeatable. The whole idea is this. Jungle and drum and bass can sound chaotic, but their arrangement underneath is usually really organized. The best drops feel like chapters in the same story, not random scene changes. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 64-bar drop with a switch up every 16 bars, plus a couple of quick micro-transitions that make it feel intentional and DJ-friendly. And once you build it once, you can reuse the structure forever. Let's get set up first. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 BPM range. If you want a safe default, go 170. Then make sure you're in arrangement view, because we're planning a drop like a timeline, not just looping forever. Turn on the arrangement grid, and for now set the grid to 1 bar. We're going to think in big blocks first, then zoom in later for details. Now here's a simple move that instantly makes you arrange like a pro. Drop locators every 16 bars. So right-click on the timeline and add locators at bar 1, 17, 33, and 49. Name them something like drop A, then switch, switch, switch. Or even better, name them by function, like new break, bass response, halftime tease. That naming style is going to save you later. Quick teacher note, jungle thrives on predictable phrasing. Even if the drums are going absolutely wild, the switches usually land on clean 16-bar points. That's why DJs can mix it, and why listeners feel like they're still in the tune. Next, we need the foundation. You're a groove. This is your reference loop. If your groove doesn't feel solid, every switch up will feel like you're trying to fix a weak idea by changing it. So we build a stable groove first. Create a few tracks to start. One audio track for a break. One drum rock track for kick and snare reinforcement. One MIDI track for bass. And optionally, a stabs or Atmos track if you want some extra character. Let's start with the break. Drag in something classic, Immense Style, Think, Hot Pants, anything in that family. In the clip settings, make sure warp is on. For warp mode, you can use Complex Pro if you want it smoother, or Beats mode if you want sharper, crunchier transients. If you use Beats mode, try setting Preserve to 1/16, and Transient Loop mode to Forward. That usually keeps the break punchy. Now make room for the bass, because beginners often get stuck right here. Break low end fighting the sub. Put EQ8 on the break and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Don't overthink the exact number, just get the mud out, so your kick and bass can own the bottom. Now the reinforcement drums. This is your anchor. In jungle, you can flip breaks and do edits, but if the reinforcement stays consistent, the listener still feels like they're at home. Load a drum rack. Put a kick on C1 and a snare on D1. Add hats or perks wherever you like. Program a simple 1-bar reinforcement pattern. Kick on beat 1. Maybe a little ghost kick later in the bar if it feels good. Snare hard on beats 2 and 4. Hats doing 8th notes or 16th notes with a bit of swing. Then add a little weight and glue with stock devices. Drum bus is perfect for this. Try drive somewhere between 5 and 15, and boom around 20 to 40. If you hear the low end getting weird, pull boom back. Then add a saturator after it with soft clip on, and a gentle drive, like 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to destroy it, just make it feel like it belongs together. Now we plan the switch ups, and here's the key rule for today. Keep two things the same, change one big thing. This is the beginner-friendly method that stops your drop from turning into a mess. Every 16 bars, you keep two elements consistent and you change one major element. Your major elements can be the break choice, the drum pattern density, the bass pattern, the stabs or lead riff, or the overall texture and FX. So imagine the plan like this across 64 bars. Bars 1 to 16 is your main groove. Bars 17 to 32 is switch up 1. Bars 33 to 48 is switch up 2. Bars 49 to 64 is switch up 3. Often the fake out then slam moment. Now let's actually build those switches. Switch up number 1. Bars 17 to 32. The easiest classic move is to change the break, but keep the punch. Duplicate your break clip so it continues into bars 17 to 32. Then either swap the sample to a different break, or choose a different slice of the same break to make it feel new. The critical point is, keep that kick and snare reinforcement pattern the same. That's your anchor. If you want extra glue, group your drum tracks into a drum bus and add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're trying to make the drums breathe together, not squash them. Alternate option, also very jungle. Layer a second break quietly, put it on another audio track, high pass it harder like 250 to 400 HC, then turn it down so it's mostly air and movement. Pan it slightly left or right, like 10 to 20%. This adds complexity without messing the low end. Coach note, if you solo just your anchor, like the kick and snare reinforcement, the drop should feel continuous across the whole 64 bars. If it feels like four different songs, you changed too much. Now we add micro switches. These are the tiny transitions that make your big 16-bar switches land properly, and you only need one per boundary. At the end of bars 16, 32, 48, and 64, choose one quick trick. Option 1. The drum mute drop. Super effective. For the last half bar, cut the break so it's mostly hats or a small fill, then slam back in at the new section. In Ableton, a clean way is to automate utility on the drum bus and do a fast gain cut for a quarter bar, then return it instantly. Option 2. Tape stop illusion without extra plugins. This audio version is shortened for playback.